Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. Monday Night Live, also known as the Learning Center. This is our opportunity to come together with our Sunday Morning Breakfast family and wrap up our topic for the week, which has been Smoke and Mirrors, the Pressure of Pretending. So tonight we get to take your questions, we get to take your comments, we get to take your scriptures, we get to take your testimonies, whatever it is that God has placed on your heart to share with us tonight. The floor is open to all of you, and all you have to do at any point during the call is press star 5. If you have people joining us on Facebook Live, all they need to do is type in their question or comment there, and we will make sure that it gets through to the line. So we are live on the line right now, and we're going to go ahead and bring in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Ms. Candy.
How are you tonight, sir?
Doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I am too, sir.
Good deal, good deal. Well, as y'all know, it's Monday Night Live, and we are live. We're going to be live on any second on Facebook, and I do encourage you all to join in on live or remain on the line either way. Nevertheless, you know, this week we have been talking about smoking mirrors, okay, the pressures of pretending, and y'all know there's a lot of pressures that come with pretending, and these are the things that we want to avoid because, you know, being pretentious can lead us to so many different characteristics that's not becoming of Christianity, okay, that God is not pleased with, in other words. So we definitely want to make sure that we don't fall in that category. But before we get started on tonight's call, Ms. Candy, do you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
All righty. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for everyone who's gathered here on the line, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to make it through this day, Lord, and just to be here once again in your name, Lord. Lord, we pray over the call right now, Lord. We pray for every listening ear, Lord, to be open to receiving your word. We pray for everyone who speaks on the line, Lord, that they speak boldly for you, whether it be a question or a comment, Lord, that we don't allow the spirit of fear to hold us back, Lord, but we truly speak boldly for you to get an understanding of what your word is saying to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for our brother DJ who is able to join us tonight, Lord. We thank you for keeping your hand on him today. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So, Ms. Candy.
Yes, sir.
No, I want to get to this week. You know, I know Mr. DJ, you know, is on the line. Mr. DJ, is you okay over there?
Yes, sir. You guys sound so good to me.
But look, you know, we glad to have you on the line. Mr. DJ is having a procedure done on Wednesday, isn't it, Mr. DJ?
Yeah, major surgery.
Okay, a major surgery. And we definitely going to keep Mr. DJ lifted up in prayer. You know, all this weekend, you know, that God touches the doctor's hands. You know, we know that victory is already ours. So we keep our eyes up on God and nothing else. No distraction.
Amen.
Okay?
That's right.
Right. So, because we don't pretend with what we say we're about. And with that being said, Mr. DJ, if you don't mind, I'm going to let you relax tonight. You know, and I'm going to talk with Miss Candy. Miss Candy, can you give us a little synopsis of just a week in review, if you will, about this topic?
Yes, sir. So this week we've been talking about smoke and mirrors, all about the pressure of pretending. And for the week, I think one of the main things that we should all have taken away and what I took away was to really think about the life that we're living. Are we truly living a life out for Christ, or are we the ones that are actually pretending? And by that, it means that we can be going to church, we can be serving the ministry, we can be doing all of these things that outwardly look like we are for Christ. But if it's not truly in our heart, if we haven't gotten to that place to where we've given our life over to him and are seeking out and developing that relationship with him, then the different things that we're doing is all just smoke and mirrors. It's a situation where it looks good to someone else, but it's not good to God because we're not living out an authentic life. So for me, that was a large, large part of it, just thinking about where we are in our Christian walk and also how we are standing up for our brothers and sisters in the world in a natural sense, because sometimes we let things go and we kind of, you know, pretend like we're concerned about something or pretend more so that we don't have full knowledge of what's happening around us. And so instead of standing up and, you know, speaking on behalf of other people, we just kind of shrink back to the back. So in both instances, both spiritually and in the natural, we're not living out the life that we say that we're living out for Christ. Sir?
Okay. I like that. I'm just getting situated on over here before we get ready to go live on Facebook Live. Okay. Now, with that being said, does anybody else have anything they want to add in reference to this topic?
Absolutely, sir. I'd be happy to add. This topic for me was, you know, just bringing also to the forefront that we can only pretend for so long. Many times we spend our lives hiding or trying to do something that we know we can't do, but the truth truly does come out, and we have to be aware of that. We see, and I love talking about the story of Jacob and between Rachel and Leah, and how he could have been like, yeah, that's the one I want, but you know what? I'll take the other one. That's fine. And being pretentious on what he was really there for. But instead, he stuck to his guns and really worked through that situation so that he could obtain whom he was really there to be with. And that's what we have to do day in and day out. If you say you're about something, you say that this is what I'm going after, we can't be giving up. And if we are, then were we really there for that thing? And we bring that pretense into that situation. No matter when we're talking about the pressures of pretending, that's when that shows up, because then you really weren't there for what you said you were there for. And you were pretending all that time, and the pressures finally did get to you. So we have to be sure we are doing what we were called to do, sure that we are not putting out an illusion of just to maybe please someone. Sometimes it could be even pleasing ourselves, but for sure we're not pleasing the Lord, because it's not what he called of us. So that's what I took away from this week.
All righty. So, y'all, we live now. So, smoke and mirrors, right? Smoke and mirrors, the pressures of pretending. Awesome topic. And I do believe that everybody, if you hadn't already, make sure you go to sundaymorningbreakfast.org. And check it out, okay, from Wednesdays to Sunday's call. It should bless you. Seriously, it really will bless you. Well, let's get to it, okay? Can we get to that?
Yes, sir.
Let's see what kind of email question we got right quick, okay? Let's get to it, Ms. Candy. Let's go with the first email question. What we got?
Yes, sir. The question is, my parents believe that I'm an atheist, but I believe in God. How can I live out my faith without risking being kicked out?
Wow. My parents believe that I'm an atheist? What's
yes,
the question?
Sir. Yes, sir. My parents believe that I'm an atheist, but I believe in God. How can I live out my faith without risking being kicked out?
Ms. Tiana, let's start with you, and I don't want to, you know, draw it out long. Let's punch right to the point, okay?
Yeah.
So the parents believe that this individual is an atheist. And they believe in God. And what was the rest of the question, Ms. Candy? How can I do what?
How can I live out my faith without risking being kicked out?
Wow. How can you live out your faith without being kicked out of your parents' house? They believe that you're an atheist, but you believe in God. So in other words, if you rock the boat, well, Ms. Tiana, tell me what you think.
Well, I think there's no way to hide. Like, if your faith is in God, and that's the life that you're living, there's no hiding it. So, I don't see how you're going to avoid that risk unless that faith is not true. You've got to be honest, right? God put you in that situation with your parents, whom are atheists. Like, that's live out your faith. No matter what happens, you get kicked out or not. You know what? If you're living for God, God said be persecuted for his name's sake. Well, then he will take care of you. There's not even a question. Like, do what you got to do. Live your life. Live it fully in faith to him.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. Y'all, yes. This gets, and this is, you know, y'all can talk to me on Facebook Live too now. This is real, people. You know how many people have to pretend?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
just
sir.
To make?
Yes, that's, sir.
Now, that's with being an atheist. Let's scroll back with that question according to the world. You know the pressures of pretending? How many people in your life, come on, y'all, can y'all be honest, how many people in your life that you very well know you may not like, but you have to pretend? But why are you pretending?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Patricia and Gary? How are you? Huh. Do we pretend?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Shira? Yo. This pretentious behavior can be carried on. Now, in this instance, the question was, my parents say that I'm an atheist. This was the question from the email. Okay? Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Believe in God. Now, watch this. How many people, we talked about injustices last night, y'all, and this is the pressures of pretending, smoke and mirrors, because your boss, uh-oh, I'm about to go here, because your boss, you know, like the Dez Bryant of the world who plays with the Dallas Cowboys, you know, the Cam Newtons of the world who plays with the Carolina Panthers, because your boss says you better stand up doing a prayer. Now what you going to do? Can we get some answers out there? What you going to do? You going to pretend? You know it's not right. What's going on, E-40s? All right, Miss Tresha, I see you. So what's going on? What y'all going to do? What are we going to do? When you know it's not right, will you bow down? Will you pretend as if it don't exist?
Mm. Yes, sir.
Y'all being quiet tonight. Y'all know what? Because the reality is we see a whole bunch that we turn a blind eye to. So we end up pretending. And we always say we don't like pretentious people. But can somebody get a mirror for a second?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Come on.
I'm telling you. See, if we love money, you know, that same money that we're not supposed to love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
It's funny how that money will make us bow down and pretend. See, now we're at a crossroads. Do we give in to what boss is saying, and boss meaning money? You know, the reason why we stand up and we salute the flag, although we know, that Francis Key Scott did not write that for African-Americans. We know that wasn't written for that. But we can honor that because boss honors that. In other words, we don't want to look like the villain and disrespect. But hold on. The disrespect was with the many people who was hung because of that. Are you going to keep on pretending as if it don't exist?
Amen.
Got it.
We're going to keep on pretending and lying, people? I understand. You say you got to feed your family? Okay? But here's the thing. If you bow down to unrighteousness, you remember, I want to bring back to the scripture right quick because the topic is the pressures of pretending. If you bow down to unrighteousness, you also know that you're denying God. The Bible says, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father. This is where it gets real.
Yes, sir.
In other words, when you deny the truth, you know that's what Peter did, right? He denied the truth, meaning God, because he wanted to pretend like he didn't know him.
Yes.
Okay. How many of us, wow, we pretend like we don't know God when it's inconvenient for us?
Wow.
Hello, somebody. Yes, we do. We pretend like we don't know God when it's about to bring persecution our way. Ms. Candy, can you repeat the question?
Yes, sir. The question says, my parents believe that I'm an atheist, but I believe in God. How can I live out my faith without risking being kicked out?
See, sometimes you got to make a decision. And if you believing in God, or you saying you don't believe in God causes you to pretend, you got to make a grown-up decision. And you have to say, you know what, no matter the consequence, if they kick me out, you know what, this is not coincidence. There's nothing coincidence in Christianity. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. In other words, God purposely separated them. They didn't kick you out. God allowed you to leave. Oh, my.
Come on.
See, the world sees it as Jesus being put on a cross. Uh-uh. The Bible says he laid his life down. You need to pretend. See, when you really follow God, God is going to put you to the brink of what you're about to make a grown folk, a grown Christian. You're about to make a decision, and a real decision. In other words, this ain't no fake fight. You can't pretend when you're messing with Satan, because Satan going to pull it out you, what's really in you. Okay?
All right.
So if it causes you, if you saying you believe in God causes your parents to kick you out, so be it. So be it, people. Come on, let's get to it. What's our next email question, Miss Candy?
Mr. Carr, Mr. DJ wanted to chime in.
Yeah, Mr. DJ, go ahead. What you got?
Yes, I was just about to add, just for conversation's sake, that that question could be taken another way as well. What if she's saying that she's a Christian, her parents think that she's an atheist, and her parents are Christian also? So in that case, she would need to check herself about that smoke and mirrors, because she could be fooling herself. See, if you're a Christian, someone should know. You should know. If you following God, someone should know. And there's nothing about the devil that can relate to God in any shape, form, or fashion. So if I'm just for sake saying, if she had that question posed to her, and yes, they're going to kick her out because she's not following Christ, she needs to check herself and find out, well, why are you all accusing me of being an atheist, or what am I doing? You know, because sometimes we can put smoke and mirrors up and fool ourselves. That mirror goes, it's a two-way mirror. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. So that could also, you know, make you question, you know, you might think you got it going on because you're the praise worship leader, or even the preacher in the church, you know, and you really ain't. Like you said, the only person you can't fool is God. But either way it goes, like Miss Candy and like Tiana and yourself said, you still, you know, you have to stand up for God regardless. Even when we're on the job and everybody don't want to pray and you're trying to say your grace, you know, we embarrassed. We don't want to bless our lunch food or a bag of chips. You know, we don't want people to know. You know, or if they're playing all this hip hop music, you don't want to play your gospel music at the death. You know, we got to stand up for them boldly.
Mm-hmm. Now, what you just made, you brought up a good point. And E40, I see you, Elwin Harvin. Look what he says. He said, and that's the struggle people have who still have a foot in the world, in the worldly thing.
Exactly.
So very
Amen.
True. See, we become pretentious the more we indulge in being lukewarm. In other words, we say we love God, but we still have that foot in the world.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Elwin, for that. We say we love God, but we have that foot in the world. And what happens is, I don't know if y'all know about this, let's look at it relationship-wise, okay? Can we do that for a second? What about the relationship that you've been in? Come on, women, what about the ones you've been in? Fellas, what about the ones you've been in? Okay? We say that person is fake and phony, and I want somebody real. Real meaning they say they love me, they live like they act like they love me, and they do things to show and suggest that they love me.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody who say they love me in front of my face and behind my back. It's a totally different lifestyle. In other words, we can't be that way with God either. See, a lot of times, this is, y'all watch this, smoke and mirrors. We say we love God around people who love God.
Amen.
Come on.
Can I say that again, people? We say we love God around people who love God. But as soon as you leave from the church, as soon as you leave from by your mom and your daddy who love God, around, you know, sister, you know, Elisine who love God, from around grandmama and granddaddy, but as soon as you start to mix and mingle with the people who are not so fond of godly things.
Mm.
Now let me ask you, how pretentious are you? Why are we not singing, and then, Donnie McClurkley then? What happened? What happened to, you know, being blessed? And what happened to not cursing? What happened to not being devious? What happens, people? Huh? So, see, y'all done heard a lot of this. When in Rome, act like the Romans. That's a lie. That's called being pretentious. That's smoking. Why do you got to act? See, acting suggests that that's not really you.
Right.
And if you got to act, that means you pretend. See, all these famous people that we know, Samuel, Jamie Foxx, y'all know it, the list goes on, right? They do a great job of acting. In other words, they do a great job of pretending. In other words, even the best of the best actors, they go out there and they live on the streets with the people who are homeless so that they can better play that homeless role. Oh, my. Right. I think y'all hear me. Smoke and mirrors. The pressures of pretending. See, in other words, they really can't live that role for a long period of time. They only do it for the movie. Y'all got it? Good. And it's cut. It's done. Uh-oh.
Yes.
I'm saying this to say this, people. Oh, y'all, don't get off live yet. Come on. Share this. Y'all share. Share it on your pages. Smoke and mirrors. Check this out. How long have we been around the church just to act holy? Uh-oh. We act holy, but are we really that way? We act like we love God. See, I want to put us to the test. The pressures of pretending? Huh? You want to know if somebody really loves you? Let's see when what they say? When they get hot in the kitchen, what's happening? The Bible says, if you love me, you will obey me. Who can question God's authority when it comes to his defining what love is? God said, if you love me, you will obey me. In other words, you can pretend in front of your mama. You can pretend in front of them. You can be on Facebook Live and pretending like you love me. But if you don't obey me, you don't love me.
That's right.
That's right.
Truth.
Okay? So you can preach a holy word. You can look like you got it going on. You are blessed and highly favored. Yes, you are. You can say prayers that move mountains and still go straight to hell because you can be pretentious. Mm. Remember, see, watch this. The Bible says in the last day, see, in the day of judgment, not the last days, but in the day of judgment, God said, he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. In other words, how can God know you and you be talking about you know him?
Okay.
How can God not know you, yet you talking about you have a relationship with him? Somebody pretend.
Come on.
Because we talk about the false prophets, but what about the false Christians? What about the false people who sitting in the pews? Don't just blame everything on the pastors and the apostles. What about the people? See, you become a false prophet when we lie. Just because you're not a pulpit pastor, but any time you speak a lie out of your mouth, you said that God designed you to be a Christian. In other words, when you lie, when you live a lie, even though you may not speak a lie, you don't have to verbally, you know, articulate a lie. You can live a lie and be false. Did you know that? Because we put the pressures on the pastors, but what about the people who listen to the word? Because, see, if we really knew God, if pastor said something wrong, why you ain't ask pastor in private or check pastor, that ain't right. Because the Bible that I read, Miss Candy, the Smoke and Mirrors, watch this. It says, if you see your brother in error, he didn't just say somebody who you thought was your equal. What about the people who are superior? As a matter of fact, Nathan went to King David. It was superior, according to people.
Right.
Okay, let's get to it. Let's get to the next email question. What we got out there? Come on, Facebook Live. What y'all got?
We do have a caller, sir.
Hmm?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question or comment for this evening.
Hello, good evening. I have a question, and the question is, when we sin unknowingly, does that suggest that we are pretending to be Christians and not sold out for God?
Woo! Now, that's a good question. Facebook Live, everybody out there, listen to this. The question is, when we sin unknowingly, that's what you said, right? Unknowingly?
Yes, sir.
And what does the rest of it say?
It says, when we sin unknowingly, does that suggest that we are pretending to be Christians and not sold out for God?
So when we sin unknowingly, does that suggest that we're pretending? I need some answers on Facebook Live. I don't want y'all to wait on me to give them. To say, and while y'all getting those answers together, all right, check this out, Mr. DJ, you been there? What you got? When we sin unknowingly, does that mean we're pretending to be Christian?
I'm gonna have to say. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry. I'm gonna have to say if you sin unknowingly, no, that doesn't suggest that. But you know you do better when you know better. And when you do find out that you sin, you repent.
Ooh.
You ask for forgiveness and God says, go and sin no more. So if you continue to do it, that's what makes you a sinner. So if you not knowingly that you did it, I'm trying to think of an example of us while we're young. We don't, for instance, like saying your grace, you bless your food. You know, when you get older, you notice that you learn that you're supposed to bless any kind of food for nourishment. You know, when you're young, you don't think nothing about that. But it could be tithing, it could be anything. But when you learn that is a sin, that what you have done is committed a sin, then you're supposed to repent and sin no more. So, you know, you still will be held accountable. I believe you still will be held accountable, but that doesn't suggest that you are doing the smoke and mirrors.
Well, we got some people chomping at the bit over here. I'm going to start it off by saying, Ms. Fabrice says, she said, I say no. But if you continue to sin, well, yes, you are pretending. Okay. Well, I like this. Now, let's open this can of worms. Y'all ready for this?
Come on.
Y'all hold on. I'm going to let Miss Tiana give me 20 seconds, not too long. What you got to say on this one?
I agree with Mr. DJ. What you don't know, you don't know. But once you do, you improve. Keep it simple.
Miss LaTanya, can you please ask that question one more time? I want everybody on Facebook Live to hear this now. And everybody on the phone, ask that question.
Yes, sir. It states, when we sin unknowingly, does that suggest that we are pretending to be Christians and not sold out for God?
Okay. Does anybody have a Bible?
Go ahead.
What does the Bible say about, you know, my people perishing because of lack of knowledge?
The lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Elwin. All right. He says that I'm saying no. He agreed with Mr. DJ because living right is a conscious decision when you know all the information. All right.
Hosea,
it's about to get interesting.
And you must study to show yourself approved to God.
Uh-oh, it's about to get interesting. I'm about to disagree with Miss Tiana and Mr. DJ.
All right.
Question was, repeat the question one more time.
When we sin unknowingly, does that suggest that we are pretending to be Christians and not sold out for God?
Y'all know that we literally have to pray to God. We say, Father, please forgive us of the sins that we know of and don't know of.
Yes,
that's right.
If God was going to forgive you on that which you did not know, why are you asking forgiveness for him in prayer?
So that when you do, get the answers or the correct answers, you know, and don't sin no more. But it's still a sin. You're right. You're going to be held accountable for it.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. Okay, let's shift this right quick. I want to do a parable. Anybody out there, Facebook Live, on the phone, you got a friend that was being fake and phony, but they didn't know it? They didn't know that they was being fake and phony, but do you still consider them fake and phony?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Impact versus intent.
And fake and phony. Are they still fake and phony in your eyesight?
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Can I just be blunt? You have a friend who has a bad odor? Just because they didn't know they had a bad odor, that's still a bad odor.
Yes,
right.
It is.
And S-I-N, unknowingly, Does that mean we're being pretentious?
Yes, sir.
Of course. According to the standard of God. Remember, the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Listen to what it's saying. Just because you don't know, don't mean that you won't part ways from him. Uh-oh.
Right.
Okay.
So look up the definition of perish. Somebody, please, on Facebook Live, look up the definition of perish for me. P-E-R-I-S-H. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
What we got?
It's to suffer death, typically in a violent, sudden, or untimely way.
Uh-oh. Say it again to everybody.
To suffer death, typically in a violent, sudden, or untimely way.
Ain't that something, people? Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
According to the Bible definition of the word perish, this is the Bible definition. I got this little Bible book here, y'all. The Bible definition of the word perish is to be lost or destroyed. My people perish because of because. Oh, my. Come on, Ms. Tanette. I see you. I hope you're doing well out there, Ms. Tanette. You're looking good. I saw you you're bouncing back. I like that. Okay. The Bible says my people perish because the question was, when I sin unknowingly, am I still accounted for as being pretentious when it comes to Christianity? Of course you are. Because see, here's a mandate that God puts on us. He said to study to show thyself approved. In other words, we can't do nothing but follow God by faith. Because we try and master this thing, okay, in our natural form. The natural mastering, y'all listen to me now. The natural form of mastering Christianity suggests that we pray, we go to church, we love on people, this, that, and other. Oh, but the Christian form, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we don't see. Therefore, I must forgive everybody that I encounter so that God shall forgive me. I walk in humility. Oh, my God. Y'all, when we sin unknowingly, God looks at us as pretentious. The reason why is because you know, y'all listen to me and listen to me good. You know that when you know you have a whole history against you, when you, God has a whole stack of cards against you that's called sin, you're not so quick to judge and talk about people. When you speak a word about God, you speak from a place of conviction, not a place of arrogance. But watch this. On the flip side, when you think you got it going on in God, in other words, you don't think you have no sin, that's the unknowing stuff, you become pretentious in Christianity. In other words, you start speaking as if you're holier than thou. You start speaking from the mountaintop, looking down on everybody else. That's not what God called you to do. Oh, my. Because anybody on this phone, if you think you didn't sin, you're going to look at everybody else as a heathen. But if God reminds you of your sin, this is why the Bible says no one has lived this life sin-free. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. What God was doing was knocking us down a couple of notches. You know why? Because there's some sin you will never know about. But that means you must always approach others as if it was you. In other words, when I know I got a long laundry list of sin, whether I know about them or not, I don't have time to be pretentious. In other words, I'm going to approach Mr. DJ with his sin in a humble way. Because God, there's some things that I don't even know about myself.
All right.
And what will happen is you start to speak and preach a word of pretentious. The word itself is true, but the way you deliver it is wrong.
Mm.
Uh-oh. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Because y'all know,
sir,
when you know you don't have nothing against you, nothing on your record, you speak from a point of a different place. But when you know you barely made it in, you know now you speak from a place of love.
Amen. Right.
Uh-oh. I don't think y'all heard me. So the question was, would our unknowing sin cause us to be pretentious? Yes, it would. Because it would cause us to be arrogant.
Mm.
Don't y'all know there's arrogant Christians? Y'all do know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
The Christians who never sinned before, y'all don't know. Just because they credit straight? Mm-hmm. Let's get to it. What's our next email question? Let's get to it. Anybody got one?
We do not have another hand at this time, sir.
Okay. So y'all with me, Facebook Live? Yeah, and all this is not for debate. All this is all about, you know, love and sharing God's word, because when we share these, you know, these answers, the sound doctrine, look at what it's benefiting. It's not benefiting me. It's not benefiting anybody else. It's benefiting God. That's all. It's benefiting God. And so what you do is you ask your question, did his answer sound like something Jesus would say?
Amen.
Yes, sir. And we do have a question on the live feed, sir.
What we got?
Is there ever a time when choosing to pretend is okay?
Uh-oh. Can somebody answer that for me out there on the live? Is there ever a time when you choosing to pretend, is that okay to pretend? Y'all know we've always heard this, right? You got to fake it in order to make it.
Mm.
Is ever at a time that pretending is okay? Let me go to you, Mr. DJ. You know, he has a wealth of knowledge.
I'm sitting here thinking now of, has there ever been a time that Jesus pretended? He's listened, but he's, you know, he's never had to pretend or tell a lie, not to my knowledge of anything.
Right,
so I'm going to say no.
Ms. LaTonya said no, it's never okay. Ms. Dina, I see you. Ms. Dina calling all the way in from California. It never rains over there. She said no, there's not. Ms. Patricia, she said not. All right. Ms. Tanette said, I don't think it is okay to pretend in our Christian walk. Not sure. Okay. E-40 said no. All right. So what y'all think? Is there ever a time that it's okay to pretend?
No, sir.
It's Monique. And I would agree with everybody out there. There's never a time to pretend, Miss Tiana.
Nope.
Think about it. Think about it real quick, okay? We don't have to be so spiritually deep and holy. But let's get to the business, right? Did
mm-hmm.
Jesus ever pretend to be human, or was he really human?
Oh,
he was
really
human.
Y'all know Jesus literally selected his 12 disciples. Didn't y'all know he knew who Judas was when he selected him? But did he pretend to fake it? Pretend Jesus didn't kill Judas. Judas killed Judas.
That's right.
Jesus never pretended. Jesus never pretended to be sin. Y'all do realize that Jesus literally became sin. Like everything known to man, every sin, every headache you have, every cold you get, all the gout that you have, the sprained ankles, whatever sin known to man, Jesus became.
That's right.
Y'all know that? In other words,
yeah.
Nothing about him was pretentious. As a matter of fact, they asked Jesus, hey, when is God coming back, Jesus? He said, no man knows the hour. He didn't even
exactly.
know. Exactly. The reason why he didn't know, smoke and mirrors, no, this is the pressures of pretending. Y'all know part of the reason why he didn't know? Because God can't reveal that to flesh. Because flesh chitter-chatter too much.
And Mr. Carr, how powerful that is. They were asking Jesus as if he should know. That's your daddy. You should know. And he didn't say, y'all don't know. He said, no man knows. So he included
uh-huh.
himself in that as well. That's how powerful
him.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Yeah.
See, smoke and mirrors, when people start to say, hey, I see what you're going through, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be all right. I'm going to pray for you. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that when people say, I see what you're going through. All right, Ms. Tanette, you done heard that all your life, right? Where people say, I see what you're going through. No, we don't want pretentious friends. Hey, we're going to make it through this together. I'm going to include
right.
myself. Because whatever you go through, I'm going through. That's a real friend. That's not somebody who's pretending. Because, see, pretentious people, when it starts to get rough, they separate from you.
Mm. That's right.
Bible says, what God says, I would never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
And, Miss, I want you to know your health conditions are okay. You know, this is not speaking prophetic word. but it's okay because it's in God's hand. See, just like Job, Mr. Ned, I'm telling you, God bring us together for a reason, y'all. Y'all got smoke and mirrors. Just like Job, Mr. Ned, Job, God said, he said to Satan, have you tried my faithful servant, Tanet? See, it has nothing to do with your flesh, Mr. Tanet. See, you're not pretending. So, no, God knows that you got to rely strictly on your faith. He said, faithful servant. So, to the world, it may look like you have issues, health issues, but to God, you're right where he wants you to be.
Amen.
Y'all going to take it how y'all want to take it, but this is real. The doctors can't diagnose what God can. Hello?
That's right.
It's real, people. Okay. Let's get to it. What we got?
We do have another question, sir.
Who we got?
Go ahead, caller.
Okay. I have another question. The question is, how do I properly go to and address someone in love who I know has been pretending to be my friend only to use me for their own selfish gain?
How do you address somebody who's been pretending with you and just getting over using you? Can somebody help me with that? You're welcome, Ms. Tanette. How do you address somebody who's, they call themselves a friend? They've been using you just for their selfish game. How do you address pretentious people? Can somebody help me with that? Ms. Tiana, let me go to you real quickly. What you got?
You address them with the truth. Because if you try to find the word, if you are just kind about it, or if you just allow that to continue, then they will continue in those actions. But you gotta go to them with the truth that you know what they're doing, you know their actions, and you're going to them because you know that that's not acceptable,
uh-huh.
And that forgive them, but that relationship just can't continue in that same vein if they're continuing those actions.
Okay, Mr. DJ, I'm gonna let you chime in real quickly. But before you chime in, Mr. DJ, I want Ms. LaTanya to ask that same question. Can you ask that again, please, Ms. LaTanya?
Yes, sir. How do I properly go to and address someone in love who I know has been pretending to be my friend only to use me for their own selfish gain?
How do you address people in love that's been using you, pretending?
Okay. And this is just my opinion. I go to them with boldness, with knowledge, and intelligently with knowledge, and I go to them directly with the truth. When you're talking to somebody, the worst disciple of Satan, when they're exposed, they can't do nothing. They can't do nothing. So don't sugarcoat it. You don't have to have an attitude, but knowledge is like light. And when you're in darkness, that light will hurt your eyes. So what you do is you appear to them. Just like Christ would, you appear to them in boldness and let them know you know that they're phony. You know exactly what they've done or have lied on you or whatever or been using you, and you still come at them with a kind heart. And they will feel like, man, I'm not even worthy. That's going to tear them up. And you're not doing that just to tear them up, but you're representing Christ.
Okay. So, Ms. Candy, you say approach them as a friend, even though they aren't showing themselves to be one.
Yes, I would say that because think about it. If the two of you had a relationship, even at the point where you find out that they're not being sincere, there is some foundation there for you to be able to still approach them. So, say y'all were friends for years or however long it was, there's been some conversations between y'all, there's been some laughter. There's been something there, even if at this point you understand that it's not all real. So approach them the same way that you would have approached them had it turned out that they were actually your friend, and then start from that point. But I wouldn't say, go at them like, I know you've been pretending, but really approach them the way that the relationship seemed to be.
Can I get somebody who's going to be real on this phone? I know what y'all are saying, and I appreciate that because y'all are being real. Can I get some other side of the fence people? I'm talking about the side of the fence people who taking the social media and by the blasting. Well, y'all won't be quiet on me tonight, huh? Because you know everybody's not about to be holy when it comes to somebody who's been using you.
Right.
That's right.
Huh? You're not going to be so holy. As a matter of fact, you got Christians that say, God, I got about 7 of them 10 commandments down. Them other 3, I haven't got down one yet. I mean, and the people who are trying to use me, I'm about to bust their butt. See, we're going to be like that. Because, see, people don't like what we call, in other words, people don't like pretentious people.
Yeah, I would say
that's very
true. I would say even with that, when you, because I had a situation where somebody just was flat out lying and then doing different stuff. But when I say approach them as the relationship was, I approached them as the relationship was, because we had a relationship where it was just like, we said whatever, but in a laughing, joking way. So I called them to the carpet, but not like, you know, called them outside of their name, called them to the carpet.
I'm going to throw 2 scriptures out there that address this question. The first scripture, the tradition of man nullifies the power of God. Second scripture, y'all heard the first one?
Yes.
The tradition of man nullifies the power of God. Y'all letting that sink in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me address that one first and foremost. I'm going to go ahead and throw the second one out there. God has no respect of a person. He has no. He's not a respecter of man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing them 2 out for a reason. It's mighty funny when it's a F-R-I-E-N-D. We approach them differently than we do somebody we don't like.
That's true.
Yeah,
y'all
that's
see my
true.
Face?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Listen to this, people. Satan approached Jesus. God, I'm sorry. He approached God. And he said, God said, where have you been? He said, walking to and fro. In other words, just because he don't get down with Satan, don't mean that he can't have a conversation with him.
Right.
All right.
Oh, the pressures of pretending, smoking mirrors. Now, Satan might not want to have a conversation with God, but that don't stop God from being God. He asked him, where you been?
Right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Check this out. When you have to address somebody who's been using you, that's been pretending, see, this is about to show something about us with Christianity, okay? Because of our traditions, you know how many people sit in relationships because they are familiar with them? You know how many people, we got adults on the line tonight on Facebook Live? Okay, put the kids away, okay? Check this out. You know how many people will sit up there and sleep with their ex because of they are familiar with them?
Mm, that's the truth.
That's true. Yep.
Well, let's keep it authentic, right? It's Monday Night mm-hmm. Live. We're real and raw, right? In other words, because of our man-made traditions, what we'll do is we'll try and hone in on the friendship and keep the friendship that God didn't necessarily even put together. We did.
Come on.
Because we are familiar with that friend, and we don't want them to be a foe. So here's the respect of a person. Because I call them a friend, I'm going to handle them differently than that person on the block who didn't like me, who spit on my mom, who talked about my system. See, I'm going to handle them a little different when they try and use me. See, we have a problem with, oh, Lord, hold on. Y'all, the title is called Smoke and Mirrors, The Pressures of Pretending. See,
mm-hmm.
God wouldn't handle your enemy no different than he handled the one who's going to heaven. Did you hear me?
Yes.
The Bible says that God loves everybody. Just because God loves you, because I do believe it says he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. See, God can't pretend. He loves everybody. Just because you got a problem with somebody else, don't think for a second that God doesn't love them.
Yes.
So our handling our friend shows us how pretentious we are. Watch what I mean by that. Because if there was somebody who you didn't like, would you handle them the same way that you just handled your friend? Although you knew your friend was the one who was using you. You have harsher words for somebody who never used you that you heard they didn't like you.
That's true.
I'm waiting for these answers.
Amen.
You don't
and
know
Mr. Carr, if I may add, Mr. Carr, think about how Christ handles us. because we do the same thing too. We're phony with him. You know, we don't call on him until we're sick or until we want something or in a situation. I mean, how many people really just, you know, praise him constantly? But think about it. You know, Arthur Wiseman always told me, you know, one piece of dust ain't no greater than the other piece of dust. Friend or not, indifferent.
Mr. DJ, let me add to what you just said. I'm going to piggyback what you said. Y'all, tonight's topic, Monday Night Live, is, you know, smoke and mirrors, the pressures of pretending. Christianity. Huh? Well, gently, no gently. Christianity is just like going to college. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Y'all know, Lord have mercy, Christianity is like going to college. Living in the world is like high school. Look at the difference. High school is structured. The world is structured. College, you go to class if you want to. Ain't that like Christianity?
Mm.
Watch what I'm going with this, people. See, college will show you if you're really pretending or not.
Yes, sir.
See, oh, Lord have mercy. I'm about to help somebody tonight. You can pretend with your mom and your daddy's time in high school because you got to go. And if you don't, they're going to call. You have first hour, second hour, third hour. The fifth hour, you got a break. The seventh hour. See, it's structured for you. You don't have a choice necessarily. I mean, you do, but not necessarily. Oh, but college. College, God paid a price. Uh-oh. Y'all listen to this. God paid a price for your tuition. He paid a price for your tuition. Now, here's the thing. You can go to school if you choose to, because you can stay in your college dorm room and lie to mom and daddy. In other words, you can stay in your college dorm room and lie to people that you are Christian, but you're still in your college dorm room. You never approach the world. In other words, you never go and show people who God is. You don't go to class.
Come on.
Y'all get what I'm saying right quick? What I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Christianity, true Christianity will expose us. Remember, what's done in the dark will be brought to light. It exposes us. Stop looking at other people. Christianity exposes us. In other words, how you really are will come out, not in front of the church, but in front of the world. In other words, if you're really about love, why then do you cuss? Because they could. See, when you're in college, you start to talk like college kids. Your jargon is a little different. Y'all follow me? That don't necessarily mean just to college you're going to. I don't think y'all hear me. College don't guarantee you a job, just like Christianity don't guarantee you heaven. Uh-oh.
Amen.
The truth.
Uh-oh. It's about to get real in here. Now, I said I wasn't going to preach tonight. I'm not going to do that. Okay? But here's the thing. You do understand that true Christianity will reveal if you are pretentious or not, because God don't make you go out and go to class. If y'all didn't catch it, class is going out
Amen.
To the world. People need love. You know those strangers who you say, you don't know me? Remember in Hebrews, the Bible says, what did it say? Be careful how you entertain a stranger, because you never know when you're entertaining an angel. If you was going to class, you would know that, to see a lot of people pretending.
Come on.
Because we want to be considered the angel when people don't know us. But what about when we don't know them?
Come
Hello,
on.
Somebody.
Yes.
Hello, somebody. I see you over there clapping, Miss Shiren. Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes.
This is true, y'all. And so what does that make us? Does that make us pretentious? Remember, the Bible says, you know, y'all, we'll say, Mr. Carwell, you can't trust everybody. The Bible did say, don't put your trust in man. Yeah, man meaning you too. Don't put yourself in your own
That's
self.
Right.
Who That's right. Being man, the specific. All right, E-40, I see you. Y'all see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
So we got to be careful of walking that fine line of being pretentious. In other words, if God be in you, you can't pour something out of your refrigerator that's not in your refrigerator. I know some of us drink, and we drink Bud Lights all the time, but you can't talk about, but my Bud, you know you ain't purchased no Bud Lights to put in there. You can't pour God out of somebody who
doesn't have them in them. Come on.
In other words, just because Y'all know the Bible says they have a form of godliness, Mr. DJ, but they deny my power. You know what pretentious people do? They have a form.
A form of God. All right.
Ladies, can you hear me? You know, there's a lot of fellas out there that might look buff and got it going on, and they pretending. Fellas, what about a lot of the women that's out there pretending, too? They look like they're about their business.
Yes, Lord.
They have a form of godliness, but deny my power. See, the shape and the appearance don't make you godly. Your verbiage don't see. Power comes by way of, let me see the hard times. You know, when Peter had to walk on water, now you get to see if he was pretending or not. Because if you say you believe in God, you say, God, if there be you, God, call me out there. He called Peter out, and he walked on the water. But see, everybody, that's us. We are the Peters walking on the water. See, you started out in Christianity. Why are we sinking? What's happened in your life that has caused you to sink? Well, some things didn't go in your way. You know, well, we got some child issues, some marriage issues. What's going on that causes us to sink and take our attention off God? I thought you said you was about that life. You said, God, if that be you, call me. And he called you. So why did you pretend you really wanted to go to him? Because if you really wanted to go to him, what caused you to sink? Because he didn't. He said, come here. You stopped.
Yes, that's right.
Did God stop you? No, God allowed the waves to come. But you know why did God allow the waves and the thunder and the rain to come your way? Because God wanted to see if... Oh, Lord, hold on. Let me back that up. God didn't want to see... God wanted to show you if you was real or not. Remember, the topic is smoke and mirrors. Real recognize real. Don't you know God know if you real or not? And only the real go to heaven. Y'all do know that, right?
Yes.
What real person won't go to heaven? And I ain't talking about real according to our standard of real. I'm talking about, see, when God say you real, you real.
Amen.
All right. Smoke and mirrors. The pressures are pretending. All right, Miss Candy, that's it? That's all we have with the email question?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. Y'all, we're going to wrap it on up with prayer. Okay, again, make sure y'all somewhere on here, share that thing, share it, okay, because we're going to be on here next Monday the same time. We're getting at it, and I want y'all to call in. If y'all want to chime in on the calls, on Facebook Live, the number to call in is 225-364-0211. Check us out on SundayMorningBreakfast.org, or make sure y'all join us right here on Facebook Live. Y'all know we're going to keep it real all the time, right? And I'm not talking about real according to what we think, and this is not opinionated. You can Bible check this. Let's get it, Miss Candy. Let's go ahead and pray.
Father, we thank you for this message tonight, Lord, and for everyone who was able to gather with us tonight, Lord. But we thank you for the callers. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you, Lord, for all of the people who were able to join in on social media. And right now we pray, Lord, that the word that you gave tonight was falling on good ground, Lord. Lord, we pray right now that something was said that's going to impact each and every one of our lives for the better, Lord. And as we grow in our relationship with you, Lord, we pray always that you continue to humble us, Lord. Always that you continue to show us where we are wrong, Lord. And always that you continue to have that open communication with us, Lord, and point us in the right direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I have a great night, and we'll catch y'all on... But we have, today is Monday. Wednesday we have Bible study. Make sure y'all call in if you get a chance. 225, thank you, Ms. Shireen, for posting it. 364-0211. Bear, I see you, man. What's up? Y'all have a great night. See y'all on Wednesday.
Good night.
Good night.